Nolte, sexual assault suit against CNN's Don Lemon headed to court. By John Nolte on September 29, 2021. CNN's Don Lemon faces a credible sexual assault allegation that will soon land in court, reports Fox News. The suit stems from a credible allegation made by Dustin Isay, who says that in July of 2018, at Murph's Backstreet Tavern in Sag Harbor, Lemon put his hand down the front of his own shorts and vigorously rubbed his genitalia, removed his hand and shoved his index and middle fingers in plaintiff's mustache and under plaintiff's nose. While doing this, Lemon allegedly kept asking the plaintiff, "Do you like pussy or dick?" Lemon denies any wrongdoing. Isay also has a man who claims to have witnessed the alleged assault, George Gunellas, who, at the time, was Isay's supervisor at a nearby restaurant. Gunellas described it this way: "We had just gotten off of work. So that's why we ended up there, because we worked in the restaurant business. So by the time everything is done, we can only hit a late night spot." After Isay spotted Lemon, he approached the basement-rated Gunellas anchor, and Lemon snubbed him, but a little later. Gunellas claims Lemon came around the corner and is standing face-to-face with us. "There is a beam, a pole, in the place. Don's standing up against the pole, face-to-face with Dustin. I turn around and I'm standing right there between the two of them," Gunellas said. "He's saying, 'So you like me? Is that why you're bothering me?'" According to Gunellas, Isay responded, "Nah, man, I just wanted to say, what's up?" While he can't remember what was said exactly, Gunellas says Lemon was pretty drunk and responded with something along the lines of, "Do you like me? Is that why you're bothering me? Because you wanna fuck me?" And that's when Lemon allegedly put his alleged hands down his alleged pants and allegedly rubbed his alleged genitals before allegedly running his dirty fingers all over the plaintiff's face. So along with this, Knoll has in its employ Chris Cuomo, who admits he groped his female boss and allegedly made a female executive Prodders feel so threatened she requested a transfer. And then there's Knoll's Jeffrey Toobin, who exposed himself to his New Yorker co-workers. "I'm not doing this for notoriety or fame. I'm doing this because I'm standing up for myself and what I believe in," Isay explained to Fox News. "I've grown a new respect for people dealing with mental health issues, because stress, depression, anxiety, those are all very serious things. It consumed my life." According to Isay's lawyers, they expect the suit to land in court in January of 2022. More proof that as long as you push the left's agenda, Knoll will not fire you for anything. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.